I'm Steve Dawson, and this is This Comedian's Life, a podcast where we talk to a variety of funny people about their lives in comedy. This week, I talked to Jake the Snake Roberts. Jake was a wrestler for the World Wrestling Federation in the late 80s and 90s. Jake was a superstar in the wrestling world and commonly brought a 15-foot python named Damien into the ring. I talked to Jake about why the fans loved him, even though he played a villain.
What happens with a character like that, and you'll see it in people like myself, Undertaker, Steve Austin, just a few. And what happens is the fans believe in you so much that they fear you. They know that you're the baddest SOB on the planet.
Yeah.
And so the fans going, well, you know, do I really want to pay $25 for a ticket and go in there and boo this guy? And at the end of the night, he's going to win, and I'm not going to have a very good time. Or I can get behind him, cheer him on, act like I think it's really great when he throws a snake on somebody, and I can have a good time. Because nobody wants to spend $25 and be miserable.
That's a good point, man. Yeah.
Yeah, and so they get behind it, and they like being the different guy because and the snake thing was pretty cool because, I mean, I hate snakes. I can't stand them. I'm terrified of them.
Really?
Yeah, it's what happens when you smoke pot, man. You come up with dumb ideas that work. You know, and, you know, it came to the point where, you know, I'd come up with the idea years before, but nobody let me do it. And then I went to WWF, and Vince's like, oh, we're going to have you carry a snake. I'm like, oh, bro, you know, okay. And he's like, you know, here's a contract here. And I'm like, do I say something about this now? And I look down, and I see the numbers on the contract. I'm like, I'm not saying nothing.
Yeah, I'll get to like snakes.
I'll get over this. I mean, like I said, I've been married 3 times, so dealing with a snake was nothing. You know, I've been bit really bad, but yeah, I had to deal with it, man. You know, hell, I've done worse for less. I'll tell you that. And no, it was good times, man. And people love the stories and stuff that I have to tell them about, and. It's just a real good time. And bringing up some guys that maybe some people have forgotten, or it brings back fond memories. It's a walk down memory lane, too. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a whole lot of fun.
Jake was close friends with legendary wrestler Andre the Giant. At 7'5" and 550 pounds, Jake said life wasn't always easy for his friend Andre.
I only seen him drunk one time, and unfortunately, we were wrestling that night.
But he was drunk night you were wrestling?
Yeah, yeah, he was really drunk. It was his birthday, and we were in Montreal, and he was out there. I remember the referee come over to the locker room. He's like, Jake, there's a problem. I'm like, what? He's like, Andre. I'm like, is he okay? Is he all right? Is he sick? What? No, he's not. Jake is crazy, man. He's trying to scare people in the locker room. I'm like, what are you talking about? He says, well, he tries to hide behind stuff and jump out and scare people. What? 7'5", 550. Not much chance of you hiding, you know?
Yeah, you're hiding behind.
He was jumping out from behind the door and yelling, boo, you know? Little girl. And, he came to the ring the same way. He'd squat down like he couldn't see him. He'd look around, you know, and he'd jump, you know, like, oh, my God, what am I going to do?
And he sounds like, that said, though, everybody who talks about him he seems like a very nice man.
Well, he was a nice man, but, you know, this guy really had a bad problem. I mean, you think about it, I mean, his size, he was so enormous.
Yeah.
That, you know, people looked at him as a freak. They'd stare at him. They'd point at him. They'd talk about him. And that gets old real quick. Real quick.
Yeah.
Let's think about this guy getting on the airplane and needing to use the restroom. Impossible.
Yeah.
Impossible.
And there was international flights.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he had to deal with a lot, man. And, of course, towards the end, when his health got bad and his bones were all brittle and stuff, and But he was a good man, and him and I would just sit and play cribbage a lot, you know. And
I love cribbage.
We had a great time doing it, and you know, we played probably $10 a game or something like that. Mm-hmm. It was pretty funny because I remember WrestleMania 3 in Detroit. I was playing him, and I was up like 6 games, and they kept coming over going, Andre, we got to talk about the match with Hogan. He's like, not now, I'm losing, you know. And and Vince is looking at me like, you know, get up and walk off. And I'd start to move, and Andre goes, no, don't move.
He wanted to catch up.
Sorry, Vince, I'm not moving, you know. And they're going crazy because Andre's told them, I don't know, maybe I win title again. Because let's face it, man, if that man wanted the apple, he took the apple.
Yeah.
And nobody could take it away from him.
Critics of professional wrestling accuse it of being fake. I asked Jake about how he responds to those critics.
Well, you can't fake gravity, you know, and I call it the theater of the absurd. That's what I call it. Because, you know, it is a business. Wrestling is a product that you put out there for the people to enjoy. I don't think it's fake because if I pick you up and throw you across the room, you still gotta land.
Yeah.
And the injuries have really tore me up pretty bad, man. I could give you a list of injuries and just leave you going, oh my God, are you still breathing? Well, I'm not sure.
Right.
But, you know, to go out there and know that, okay, I'm going to do this move and I'm going to land really hard, you know. Or I'm going to land on my shoulders. I got to protect this and protect that. So I don't really see how that's fake. I just call it theater of the absurd, going out there and doing stuff to your body that's so crazy. You know, whether it be just a simple body slam, it's not a move that you really want to do all the time. Yet we do it every night.
And that ring ain't made of styrofoam either.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I used to tell people, hell, throw me on the floor. The concrete's softer. You know? Some of those rings were just not put together right. And, you know, with television, that really upset a lot of the wrestlers. When they went, you know, on NBC and all that stuff and started putting that fine product out there, it was different back 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when you had your circuit wrestling and your little territories and with small potatoes, they didn't really worry about it too much, but they didn't want the ring to move.
Okay? Wow.
Because when the ring moved a little bit, it caused the colors to bleed. You know?
Really?
So, oh, yeah. So if the ring moved a little bit, it didn't look to the quality that NBC wanted.
Uh-huh.
So they said, we got to do something about this. What can we do? Well, we can block it up. Wait a minute. You're going to put blocks underneath it so it does not give at all. Well, yeah, what about the wrestlers?
Yeah, what about the safety of the guys doing it?
Yeah. Did not matter, bro.
After battling with drug and alcohol addiction, Jake is now clean and sober. He now tours the country talking comedy, addiction, and sharing incredible wrestling stories.
And, you know, the money's flying in. When I first went up there, my biggest week in the wrestling had been like, you know, $2,000. Well, I go up to WWE, man, and I get into that. Next thing you know, I'm making $15,000, $25,000,
$30,000
a week.
Yeah.
You know, man, I just wanted to keep going.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want the dream to stop. I didn't want the excitement to stop.
Right.
And we were all afraid that if we took some time off, because that was kind of the rumor out there, if you take time off, we'll just find somebody else to do your job and you'll be without a job. So we would all push ourselves way beyond where we should have been. I mean, I had to take my wife on the road because I got to the point that I couldn't even talk. I was just
right?
Yeah, it was bad, man. It was bad. But yet when the bell rang, bingo, I'm ready to go, man. That adrenaline kicked in, and there you go. So there was a lot of things to deal with, man. But I'm happy, I'm proud, I'm clean, I'm sober, I'm helping other people, and having the time of my life, man.
Thank thanks to Jake the Snake Roberts for joining me this week. He'll be at the Kansas City Improv on Monday, July 11th. For more info, visit jakethesnakeroberts.com. I'm Steve Dawson for This Comedian's Life.